KGNU-FM 88.5 Boulder, KGNU 1390 Denver.
In Colorado, currently hiring snowmakers for this year's ski season. More information can be found at eldora.com.
Support comes from the Jacobson team at Compass Real Estate, sponsoring KGNU's 2023 Mardi Gras Bash, taking place on Saturday, February 4th at the Avalon Ballroom. Tickets and information can be found at kgnu.org.
Can't make it to NOLA for Mardi Gras this year? No worries. KGNU has got our 10th annual Mardi Gras party happening at the Avalon Ballroom on Saturday, February 4th. Curly Taylor and Zydeco Trouble, hailing from Louisiana, will get you feeling like you're dancing on Bourbon Street. There will be a Zydeco dance lesson, a costume contest, king cake, spirits, and Cajun food by Sauvage. Count on a good time. Get your tickets while they last. And more information can be found at kgnu.org.
You are dialed into Electronic Air on KGNU, FM, Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, and on the web at www.kgnu.org, archived online at afterfm.com.
What's up? It's E23, and you're dialed into Electronic Air on KGNU. Thanks for joining me for this edition where I will be exploring some of my favorites from 2022, the year of twos. And boy, there was a lot of great stuff. It was just, you know, all over the map in terms of diversity, from, you know, arty experimentalism to trippy dance floor sensibility. There was a huge amount of stuff across all electronic music subgenres, so much in fact that I'm barely going to be able to even scratch the surface on tonight's episode of Electronic Air, but I'm going to do my best to get through some highlights that I think are worthy of representation. kicking it off tonight, we also heard something very special from one of the pioneers of techno pop. That was Yellow Magic Orchestra, featuring drummer and vocalist Yukihiro Takahashi, who just passed away in the last couple of weeks. Sort of a sad way to start off 2023, but you know, there's a special connection that I share with Yukihiro. He was, of course, seminal to the trio that made up the backbone of Yellow Magic Orchestra, but sort of like the Beatles had George Martin as the fifth Beatle, YMO had Chris Mosdell as the fourth member of YMO, and he really helped craft their cyberpunk image back in the 1970s when they were starting off, and that was, you know, just a really edgy era to be exploring, you know, that sort of style. So Chris Mosdell is someone that not only has been a long dear friend of mine personally, but also introduced me to Yukihiro Takahashi, who I had the honor and pleasure of interviewing in Tokyo back in 2007. So I wanted to kick that off as a tribute track, and there's one additional special connection because, in fact, one of my favorite albums of 2022, not to be, you know, pat myself on the back, but it's a collaboration between myself and Chris Mosdell, as well as a group of other collaborators, many of them local to Colorado, and in fact, some of them personalities that are broadcasters here on this very program, Electronic Air. That album is called Consumed by Ecstatic Cargos, and we're not going to have time to showcase any of it tonight, but I do plan on playing some of that in an upcoming episode. If you're interested in checking that out, search on Bandcamp under E23 and Chris Mosdell. Again, that's Consumed by Ecstatic Cargos. And especially if you're looking for something that's diversified and freaky, you're going to get plenty of it in that particular release. So very proud of that one. It's basically a double album with remixes making up the entirety of the second side. So support your local artists and hope you check it out. Starting off tonight's set, we've got all sorts of diversified goodness. We're going to span a lot of territory, some of what you're hearing right now with this ambient release from Imogene Heap and Dan O'Neill. They did a double album in 2022 called Chord Data Bytes, and it's just fantastic. Lots of lush, rich sounds, well worth checking out. We're going to go into a track from who I categorize as Artist of the Year, Nikki Nair. We're going to hear a little bit from Nikki in this first 30 minutes here, but I'm going to dedicate a whole chunk of tonight's set to the diversity of Nikki's music. Just phenomenal representation in 2022. Also going to go into some breakbeat, some drum and bass, and kind of wrap things up for this next set with some tech house progressive ghetto tech. So stick with us on this special edition of Electronic Air showcasing my personal favorites released in the year 2022. You're dialed into Electronic Air. We'll be right back. Coming out of that last set here on Electronic Air, we heard music at the top of the hour from Yellow Magic Orchestra, a classic from 1979 called Solid State Survivor. We followed that with music from 2022, some of my favorites that I'm representing on the program tonight. We heard from Imogene Heap and Dan O'Neill. That was a track called Alien Invasion. Nikki Nair, Where Are You? That comes off of the Astrophonical imprint, a label that, again, just tons of great releases in 2022. Well worth checking out. Heard music from Shadow Child, In Your Arms, and then cranked up the breakbeats from that one into full-blown drum and bass. One of my favorite drum and bass artists of last year, Spore, off the Mousetrap imprint. That was a track called Hatchet. And then heard some more breakbeat from Doc Z, Foolishness. Finishing up with some ghetto house, ghetto tech sound from Boys Noise and Scream. That was called Trip. I'm E23. You're here on Electronic Air as I'm showcasing the best of 2022, according to me. I think I've got a bit of an authority on the subject. But anyone who knows me knows that I've got very diversified tastes. I love exploring as many subgenres as possible during this brief two-hour program every time that I'm here on air. So going to continue more of that into this next set. Got some music coming up from a couple of European female vocalists who, you know, really were able to represent in this past year. As well as some tech house, some minimal techno. Got some great progressive breaks coming up. And then for me, the best breakbeat release of the year came from the duo collaboration of Kid Coon and Van Kost. We'll hear some of that at the tail end of this next set right here on KGNU Electronic Air.
The only thing reminding me to stay alive is the scars I see that drips down from my
we'll be right back. The other.